You're tuned into the Profit Matters Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Today's report is brought to you by Calcium Products. I'm Anna Hostert reporting. Implementing sustainable agricultural practices such as cover crops can be relatively simple with a little planning. Iowa farmers utilizing cover crops suggest once you get a taste of cover crops, you will likely spend the subsequent years perfecting the craft. Colin Hermiston of Cedar County continues to perfect his craft. He started using cover crops 10 years ago and has not looked back since. Over the past decade, Hermiston has discovered what works best for his farming operation. Do not be mistaken, though. Hermiston is still fine-tuning a few things, such as timing of seeding. We'll hear more about Hermiston's journey with cover crops after this short break.
I'm Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Applying your sulfur fertilizer in the fall eliminates the hassle of fighting spring weather to get it done. Due to its solubility, SO4 pelletized gypsum provides application flexibility and is well suited for fall application. Other sources don't have the right solubility to meet crop needs when applied in the fall. Ask your agronomist about SO4 pelletized gypsum and visit our website at www.calciumproducts.com.
Harvesting soybeans in Cedar County with Colin Hermiston. Colin, let's talk a little bit more about your farming operation and your involvement with cover crops.
We farm soybeans, commercial corn, and seed corn. Have a lot of livestock, confinement hogs, and we got started with cover crop probably 10 years ago. And our biggest reason behind it was for controlling soil erosion and early spring runoff. And we just love to plan into it in the following year. And we feel it helps, you know, control your early season weeds also.
Yeah, and Colin, something that new that you tried this fall was, you actually seeded your oats while the mail row destroyer was going through your seed corn field and destroying those mail rows. Let's talk about why you decided to try something new here this fall and how that's worked out for you so far.
Yeah, I received a phone call from a gentleman west of Waterloo, and we visited about cover crops. And the more we started to visit about it, I thought this is kind of intriguing. So visited with him about coming down our way, and you know, he said if he could get enough acres to cover that he would. And what he ran was a Hagee sprayer with two Gandy units attached to it, and with a boom out front, and the hoses hung down to the ground and dropped the seed right down on the ground. And also, as he was doing that, he was destroying the mail rows. So that was either a 4-1 combination or a 4-2. So it really worked out well. We kind of killed two birds with one stone. And as we're looking at it today, we're really happy with it.
Do you think you'll continue to do this moving forward? Or maybe let's talk about the alternative that you were using beforehand.
No, I think the way things look and the way a lot of the neighbors' fields look, I think everybody is very happy with it. And yeah, I think we'll have them back next year.
That was Colin Hermiston of Cedar County talking about his experience with cover crops. Today's program has been brought to you in part by the Row Crop Run series, which is sponsored by the Iowa Seed Association. The Iowa Seed Association oversees the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative. The Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative offers cost-share funding to growers implementing cover crops post-seed corn production. I'm Anna Hostert reporting.